And welcome to another edition of the Wake Up Late with Dougie show here from Florida. I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Jen Hellman.
How's it going?
And yeah, we're together here and I am going back to South Carolina shortly. But in the meantime, I'm sitting here sweating my balls off in Florida. I don't miss sweating.
No, it's very humid.
It's disgusting. I thought, you know, when I came back, I'm like, oh, Florida. I went by the old house.
Yeah. You know,
I went to go see the old house we sold. When I did that, and I'm like, okay, all my friends. But then I got out of the car, and I'm like, oh, no wonder I left this place. Oh, just brutal.
Do they stick? Is that true? Like, they probably, I'd imagine, like, they stick to the side of your leg.
Oh, my nuts.
Yeah. I
think these that nuts.
They just kind of, you have to peel them away.
Well, that's if you, like, manscape, you know. But if you have some manliness down there and some hair. Kind of keeps a little sticking.
Yeah. I used chapstick actually. So when I gained weight from COVID, my thighs started to rub and now I put chapstick. There's a secret. I put chapstick on my inner thighs. Yes. I thought Stuart, we were on our way to Key West and we were in the car and he's like, what the hell are you doing? I'm like, I don't want my thighs to rub.
Well, who would want that?
Right.
That's interesting. Now, a lot of our listeners and viewers are thinking, okay, let's. Wonder how what it looks like when Jen's putting chapstick on her thigh. Like you have just a little one, right?
But yeah, that's a good point. So it's the little black case. You don't want to do the medicated. That could get, you know, how like they have the blue case of, or Blistex. That could go a whole different direction.
No, then people are going to start talking if you're putting stuff in your body for blisters and Blistex. Yeah. You know, like, you know, shit. I mean, your man is a fireman. He's hot. So
right, the struggle is real. Let's just leave it at that. The struggle is real. Although I'm back in the gym.
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, I watched actually I watched people at the gym.
You just went in.
But which means I'm very close to actually being in the gym.
We did. We got a membership in South Carolina.
Planet Fitness or LA Fitness?
There's no LA Fitnesses in South Carolina. There's a Planet Fitness, but. My wife wants to go to like yoga classes and that Planet Fitness does not have classes.
No classes.
And so we had like, there's another little chain of a gym that's there. It's kind of cheap, but there's no pool. I need to swim. My back, I need to swim.
Oh, yeah. I hear that swimming is like really gentle on the body, right? It's a good.
Well, yeah, you know, and I'm trying to get in shape. I'm going to start swimming. I started swimming. I felt better. My neck, my back felt better. I started losing the weight. And then I got swimmer's ear. And you can't win, God dang it. So now I'm not doing shit. I don't want to work out. Every time I work out, I get something happen to me. So now I'm just going to be fat.
No excuses. No excuses, Dougie.
Well, here in Florida, being in Florida, people are asking me if we live anywhere near the building collapse on Surfside, and we don't. And it's a horrible story.
It's horrible. We get the same question. Stuart's a firefighter. So everybody's like, oh, is he down at Sunside, what's it?
Surfside.
And I'm like, no, it's like an hour and a half away from us.
It's, and Dennis was just telling me, my buddy was just telling me that they imploded the other building, the other part of the building, which I said, how can they do that if they're still trying to supposedly dig up bodies from the.
Let me tell you, not only did they implode the other side of the building, those residents were not allowed to go in and get their things. And I'd like to know, what does that fall under? Homeowners insurance? Can you just think about, when everybody's listening, just think about what's in your house right now. Right. And at 1:30 in the morning, you're cleared out of your house. You're not allowed back in.
Right.
What's left behind? And they're not going to let you go and get your things before they implode the rest. Sit with that for a second.
And my buddy was saying that there's animals. There's people have their animals still up there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You know, I mean, could you imagine, like you said, you have all your stuff there. You know, especially, you know, I realized how much stuff I had when I moved.
Right.
And my wife didn't realize we had so much stuff because she underestimated the amount of, you know, pods we needed. But I don't want to bring that up again, God damn it. But it never, you know, but your shit, like they employ that stuff. There's jewelry. There's money.
There's
important papers. There's, you know, just
pictures.
Now there was a little bit of a conspiracy theory that the guy McAfee.
McAfee Security. Yep, McAfee, I heard that.
McAfee Security, who supposedly committed suicide in a Spanish prison before it extradited back to this country for crimes. They said that he had a condo there.
That's right.
And they said that this was all
what they've been looking for all these years was in the condo.
Was there.
It's fun. That's a great movie. I don't know.
Right.
Fuck.
I mean,
I'd
all
watch
of a sudden
it.
Now the building goes down. Nobody's allowed to go up in there, get any of their stuff. I mean, you couldn't they get like a horse jockey? Somebody doesn't weigh a lot of weight to just kind of go up there and start getting people's stuff so the building didn't collapse?
I mean, something. I don't know. I just heard this morning. I just thought about it this morning. So I'm like processing the logistics. Like, obviously, people's safety comes first.
Right.
I'm assuming that there was remarkable evidence that this other side was going, that was compromised.
Yeah.
Before they even employed. I mean, I'm not talking just a sway. I'm assuming that somebody over there realized it's like, this building's coming down.
One way or the other.
Right. So what do you do? I don't know. I mean, yeah. Do you send?
Listen, I'm not an engineer, but yeah.
You're not?
I mean, well, no.
Oh my God. Many You're things. An engineer of jokes.
I engineer
of the
jokes. Yeah, but I am not. Now, I mean, would like if they told you can go, if you had a space, would you go back up and get your stuff?
I mean, I don't think they would even, I don't think you can even get near the building, but would I want to? Yes, I would want to go up and get some things. My building was built in 1974, so I can kind of think about it and what's in there. But I would want to go and probably get my things, but where there's no recourse. Like I said, who you might know, I mean, as a fiduciary. Is that
fiduciary?
Fiduciary, which has nothing to do with this, but... Does the homeowner's insurance pay for this? Does the HO? How are these people going to be compensated for, like you said, for all of their loss?
Well, homeowner's insurance, right, is good if you own a home. So if the roof blows off, you know, there's damage to the building. But when you live in a condo, you really don't have a homeowner's insurance. You have more like a renter's insurance that all the stuff that's in it. Like you can insure, like, you know, when you live in a condo or something, part of the maintenance is basically that. You know, and that, if you had lived there with the assessment of the damages, you would have had to pay about $300,000
for the assessment.
You
know, is that what the total was? So nobody wanted to pay. They all complained and huffed. I mean, there's gonna be a lot of litigation over this. We're up to 27 dead.
The builder, whoever the builder is going to be getting a lot of wrongful death. A lot of, you know, it's going to be. And then the other thing we're talking about is not only that, but looking at all the other old condos that are around there. Do you think, could you imagine being a realtor saying, oh, I want to show you this condo that people,
right.
You know.
Or across everywhere, all the coasts.
Yeah.
You're going to have to look. Like I said, my building was built in 1974. But I think this was something, like you said, with the builder.
Right.
I think, now what's ironic is the same building sustained Hurricane Andrew.
Well, Hurricane Andrew was a little more... But they were saying they didn't use as much steel as they were supposed to. They found out there was a lot of
cutting
corners. I was at a party yesterday, and the gentleman who's a general contractor, and he knows. He says, "Yeah." He goes, and a fireman. There's a guy who's a fireman too, and they said that. Yeah, that all the water, the seawater, the corroding the rebarb, and it just eats away the concrete.
And you see it. You saw the images. I mean, I can tell you right now. If I saw some is it rebar or rebarb or whatever that stuff is, you didn't even have to Google it when I heard it. That's one of those words. Like I knew what it meant without even having to know what it meant.
Every time I think of rebarb, I think when I had my BMW 5 Series, the M class.
It had one of those. It had the bar.
I would, for some reason, everywhere I'd park where there'd be a parking block that had a piece of rebarb coming up, and I would park, and I'd pull my goddamn bumper off.
There you go. Way to go.
So that's when I think of rebarb.
That's a girl move.
Yeah.
A little bit. I mean, I learned the hard way. I'm always hitting, I don't know why we do that. We go too far. That's really not correct.
Not anymore. I keep my distance.
Yep. It doesn't take long.
And I got a new car now, so.
Congratulations. Yeah, you got an Acura.
Yeah.
Acura.
An Acura. And it's, I feel like a young kid because it's like a sports car. It's like the A-spec.
Yeah. You know? Oh, okay.
But at least I got a car now that has Bluetooth and all kinds of shit I can use. Not like my old car. So
it didn't have Bluetooth?
No. The old car I was driving didn't have any of that stuff. So
no kidding. How did you? Actually, I have a 20.
I roughed it. I was living like a peasant.
Oh my gosh. You're beneath me. I can't believe I'm on this show. You're beneath me. No, it. I mean, like,
and you're a Palm Beacher, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? I have a 2020 Volvo, and I actually have been going crazy because my Bluetooth, pretty much from when I first got it, doesn't work. What happens is when I'm on my Bluetooth, it echoes on the other side. The other person who I'm talking to, if they're on a cell phone, it echoes on their end. And I brought it to Volvo 5 times. And the last time I said, so help me God, if I bring this car home again and the Bluetooth still doesn't work.
Well, that's why I didn't buy it. I told you I was looking at the Volvos, the S90.
Never had a problem.
I was looking at it. The service sucks. Every service place I went to take my Volvo, they were horrible.
You need to go to Schumacher. Because the service is good. The Bluetooth sucks, but Schumacher, I do like Schumacher. I am happy with the service. I get there by the same cars, but they should pay us for this. Let's move on. I don't know who's getting sued, but it's going to be interesting to stay tuned.
The question, will people actually live in, will people change their buying habits of their homes in Florida? And will now that make the price of homes, freestanding buildings like villas, go up in value because less people want to live on the beach?
No, because people what they want when they want it. We're like the kings of like, well, I mean, it was built, but what are the chances of that happening to me? We think we're immortal. So no.
You think you don't think we're in a society now that we're there, everybody's just become like fearful of everything?
Well, there's going to be a section of society. Right. I mean, there's somebody driving around with 2 masks right now in their car probably will never buy a condo on the beach.
They're lifting mask mandates all over the country, but I still see people walking down the street wearing masks.
Not one, but two.
No. And
they're vaccinated.
And I was at the stop sign. I said, dude, take the mask off. He's like, can't understand a word you're saying. I don't know if you're being nice or you're cursing at me, but you're a fucking idiot. Like,
right.
You're outside.
Yeah. Around no one.
What do you think? What do you think? A COVID fucking air droplet's going to find its way through the 90,000 degrees summer heat.
Yeah.
And it's up your nose.
That's what they've done. They've created, the young kids. I mean, they're going to be these germophobic. They're going to be germophobic.
Yeah, it's horseshit.
I just flew. Yeah. And as long as there was nobody from Delta around me at the air, when we were at the waiting area, there was no one at the gate. I didn't wear a mask. I'm like, I was in the airport. I'm like, you're going to have to come up and tell me. I wasn't sitting around anybody and I'm vaccinated. Right. And I just, you know, if somebody came and sat down next to me, I would put a mask on, I guess.
Yeah.
Out of respect for them.
We flew down and we were at Greenville Airport. It was kind of hot. So I was like, I'm sitting there. So like you, we sat a little away from people. I just took the stupid thing off and kept drinking. Like, I don't need to wear a mask. I'm drinking.
Yeah. It's really hard to put it back on. It's like, it's hard to drive a Chevy after you've driven a Porsche, you know?
Right. You know, it's hard to be with a
hottie.
Once
you took your condom off.
Yeah. Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby.
That's so hacked too, because everybody compared it to that. But it is a great comparison.
I haven't used a condom in so long.
Well,
for sex.
Right.
There's other uses for condoms.
What?
I don't know. You know, you put them all your fingers. And
do you think
puppet show?
The question is, did Bill Cosby use condoms?
No one knows. The only witnesses were asleep during that time.
Mm.
And he's out, by the way. How do you feel about that?
I feel terrible for the women.
Right.
But the law, I feel like those are his rights. They made that deal.
They pushed the trial. They all got crazy in the hype, right? Some of those things were past the period of, you know, even being admissible in court.
Right.
But they did allow it. And everybody jumped in. You know, all these people now, even Ghislaine Maxwell says now, hey, you got to drop all our.
Right. Well, I don't know if she got herself into the similar. I don't know if she did. Yeah. But the minute if you have the right to say nothing. There's the Fifth Amendment. It is your right. And if somebody on the other side, on the prosecution, talks you into giving up your Fifth Amendment for a deal, you need to uphold that. But, you know, the good news is for the women. Look, if you were putting the healing from the trauma in what happens to him, you're putting the weight in the wrong place. That's not where you heal.
It wouldn't, like, in other words, if you've been violated, is it really going to make you feel better knowing that
he paid?
That the person's in jail. I mean, think about it. Like, Yeah, he only spent, what, 3 years in jail or something on it, and whatever he was supposed to be, and then like 10 years or something. Who knows? But, you know, think about, you know, it was the time in jail worse or his loss of fame or you know, how he was viewed? Like, to somebody who's famous, is it worse to lose your fame or be in jail? Like, you know, it's almost like a huge penalty that the guy.
I don't know. Have you ever been to jail?
No, well, not for that long, at least. Not enough time to make my phone call.
But they probably loved him in there. They don't care that he raped. I mean, they're all rapists. They don't care.
Yeah, I don't think that the inmates.
I'm not like, I mean, they weren't kids.
Yeah, the inmates.
That he raped. They were women who were proper, yeah. You know, that they probably see as opportunistic.
You think he was teaching classes in jail about how to use the proper pharmaceuticals so women are less.
Yeah, he was probably welcomed with a fist punch and, you know,
Bill Cosby amongst the general
Gen pop?
Population?
Say it right.
Gen pop. Was he part of the Gen pop?
I don't know. I would assume that it would be impossible to.
Do you think people in jail came up to Bill and said, "Hey, Bill, you're a comic. Can you tell me some jokes?" And Bill's like, "I tell stories.
Tell me a joke, Bill." No, but the important thing is for women and anybody who suffered trauma, the person who inflicted the trauma on you, I mean, what happens to them isn't where you heal. I mean, sure, it's great. If somebody murders somebody or whatever, you know, it's great if they pay, but the healing is within you. Right? Even paying attention, by even worrying about Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
You're giving him something. So
you're still giving him power.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you were ever traumatized or doodled. You don't have to say, because men can't talk about being doodled. I think a lot more men were doodled. I was doodled as a young girl.
Really?
And the person that walked, yeah, he's still like, I never did anything. I know.
A family member, or was it?
It was a babysitter. Oh. It was a babysitter. I'll tell you, it was Jonathan Goldman. He lives in Elkton, Maryland. So I get my little jabs. I think his last name was Goldman. I don't know. I did actually one of the most.
Well, that's a pretty popular name.
Right. He was in Elkton, Maryland. Was it Goldman? I can't even remember. Goldstein, something like that. His name was Jonathan Goldstein. He was our babysitter. And so I get little satisfaction out of that. And there was one other time on the Jewish holidays where I found his phone number. And I was leaving messages on his voice message, like, "This is Jen Hellman. I haven't forgotten." I mean, it's like been 20 years, and his wife could hear it. And I left all these really horrible messages on it. And that was pretty cathartic. But I would say the healing process had nothing to do with Jonathan.
Yeah. That's
the healing process was all about me, shame, guilt. So for these women, you know, by not realizing like this wasn't my fault. Bill Cosby's an asshole. He's, you know, it is what it is. And that's where you're going to heal, whether he serves or not. So I feel bad for them, but I encourage them to do the work.
And there's that angle when it comes to men of power being in this situation that, you know, there was a lot of talk even then, like with Harvey Weinstein case.
Right.
Like they kind of knew what they were getting into. And now that everybody was complaining, they go, and that doesn't make it right. But at the same time, it's kind of hard to, you know, claim being such a, my life's been so miserable, but it may have been decisions you made yourself.
Absolutely. They were anxious. They were, same thing with Epstein.
Yeah.
There were some people, the one girl who like lived with them.
Yeah.
Forever. She was like living with them and traveling from islands.
That's right. I mean, who would I sleep with to get a spot at like, would I sleep with somebody to get a spot at the Improv? I mean, I don't know. I mean, probably not, because
I would not sleep with somebody to get a spot. Well, definitely now, not now, because I'm in a relationship, and I don't think I would sleep with somebody. No, I wouldn't. Now, could it happen that it's also coincidental that someone who could help advance my career also might be someone that I find attractive and I want to sleep with?
That's a win-win.
Right.
I mean, if they're hot.
But
you have to sleep with them.
There's a lot of moving parts to sleeping your way to the top is what we're trying to tell you.
You got to be careful either way. speaking about moving up to the top and, you know, Gwen Barry, if you don't remember, Gwen Barry was the hammer throw Olympic athlete that acted like a complete child when they played the national anthem at the Olympic trials.
The U.S. Olympic team.
I'm going to try out for the Olympic national track team, the Olympic track team, and I'm going to be very upset if they play the American anthem.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she wants Mary J. Blige's new version, because Mary J. Blige wants a new flag. She wants to have a new flag because there's too much white in it, in the red, white, and blue, which stands for purity. And they're not happy about that. But I guess, you know, I mean, you're going up. As long as I've known the Olympics, there's three spots. There's the one, the two, and the three. And when you win, or, you know, and this girl came in third.
Okay.
The other two girls, the hammer throwers, big girls, by the way. Big girls. They were there. And, you know, yeah. Oh, bless America, land where testosterone flows. Check my nuts out. Anyway, so they're there. They're like, hey, they were number one and two. No one knows their names. No one's talking about them. But this woman, I'm gonna put a shirt that I'm an activist.
Me.
What the fuck, man?
See you next Tuesday.
Now, what's interesting is I love when people like this take that high road. Like they're so, you know, like they're, how do you say it? Like they're just so above everything, right? Like they're, oh, this country is just so bad. Well, she's recently been found to have some tweets where she doesn't like white people.
No. And not just the, not General Lee.
Right,
not just, those white people.
Yeah, not just the Dukes of Hazzard.
Right,
white people. She like just you, doesn't like white people.
Like white people. Let's hear it.
Hammer thrower Gwen Berry tweets about retarded white people.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't like retarded white people.
Right, and rape. Surface protesting the national anthem. I mean, look at her. Do you think she wants attention?
No, I mean, if I wanted attention, I would definitely, I mean, like, if I didn't want attention, I definitely would wear blue lipstick.
Yeah, blue lipstick. One of her tweets was, white people are so retarded when they are drunk. And I don't know. I think usually when you're drunk, most people are.
Right.
To be singled out.
Yeah.
You know, and this is a two-way street, right? You can't be a white person saying, you know, when black
retarded.
People are drunk.
You know. Never mind. Yeah. You can't be white people saying black people look anything.
No.
But you're not allowed to use the word. Now she's allowed to. And she's
so
allowed to use the word
racist,
retarded.
Being inconsiderate.
Right. This is a word that I'm pretty sure we took out of our lexicon.
Yes. I've heard it a lot lately. I don't know why.
Well, not sometimes. Sometimes there's. Oh, it's the only word to describe
when I think
it.
Of retarded. I don't think of somebody who has Down syndrome. I think of it more as somebody who's just an idiot.
Right.
Like, you know, that you think they have some mental capacities, but they don't. They're just retarded.
Yeah. I think the meaning of retarded has changed, but.
Yeah. Another tweet. This little white boy being bad as hell. I would smack his ass, then stomp him. And she is a bit of a beast. SMH, shake my head.
Hashtag, yeah, shake my head.
Hashtag white people kids. Hella disrespectful.
Because I've never seen a kid other than a white kid acting up.
Never.
Never.
You're never in Walmart watching a kid scream.
Never.
His ass off.
Never have I flown on a plane.
Never.
Only
I've never seen only kid. White kids. Oh,
no. Only white kids.
Ones. Although I was pissed. Oh, my God. Because you were talking about being on a plane. A lot of people like talk about if you're on a plane, you got to be prepared to fight. Like, people are just losing their minds.
Yeah, they are.
This guy jumps off a plane because he's like the flight's delayed, so he jumps out of the fucking. I mean, you're like, what are people that stupid? I can't.
Can't say it.
So
are those people that Gwen Berry?
Are those people so Gwen Berry that
I found a new word for retarded?
You have a replacement for retarded.
Oh God, Gwen Berry.
Stop
okay.
acting like a Gwen Berry.
Stop being so Gwen Berry.
Yeah. So we're about to take off. And if you've ever been on a plane, they basically, there's a few things that happen. They make sure you're buckled in, your seat trays are up. And for some reason, the seat, although I was on Allegiant, the seats don't really move. But
aren't they lawn chairs?
They're really small. They actually look like patio chairs with like leather.
They're like
strapped
foldable
onto
lawn
them.
Chairs that are nailed.
And even when you're in turbulence, you feel like you're in a lawn chair, like squeaking and shit. And so the planes, we're taxiing, we're ready to move. And this Spanish lady, Hispanic, don't say, how do you know she was Hispanic? Because she was speaking Spanish. and so she gets up and brings her daughter. Little kid gets up, takes the shoes like, you know, we have to sit down. We're taxiing. And She goes back and everybody's telling her, she's like standing there and she takes the kid back. I don't know where, I didn't look back. I didn't want to, I was trying to maintain my cool because I was running late. We were already running late. And I'm like, oh my God. So she goes back and now she's taking her time getting back. And I'm like, the person sitting next to me, ma'am, sit down. We got to take off.
Right.
Everybody starts saying, sit down.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, I'm not going to be the first wave of assholes. She goes and sits down. Guess who comes running back? That little white retarded kid. Coming back up the aisle. I'm like, oh, here we fucking go.
Gwenberry kid.
And then the other guy gets, I don't know, the husband perhaps. Again, who knows? The baby daddy gets up and starts walking back. Now they're having a conversation. Everybody on this fucking plane wants to leave, but they're having a conversation on who's going to take the kid? The kid's crying. He doesn't want to sit there. I don't give a fuck. I don't want to be sitting in these shitty Allegiant chairs either. I don't even want to be on this fucking plane. I'd rather be on a Southwest plane or in first class on Delta. So tell your kid to fucking bear up and fucking grin it. Oh, you want to sit here? Depesito, ¿quieres sentar aquí? ¿Quieres sentar con tu papá? ¿Quieres sentar con su mamá? ¿Qué quieres hacer? Get in the fucking chair. We left 40 minutes late, man.
All because of
a fucking kid.
King Consuelo.
And fucking Menudo. flying. It's the thing about flying. People are losing their mind.
Yeah, well, the public is really hard to deal with.
I just think
it's you're nice. All in an airport on a plane.
Yeah. And then, you know, you're on the plane. Like I have my own thing that because they say planes are safe because the air is recirculated.
Yeah.
I'm trying to have confidence. Anyway, so, you plug the air. I always press the air like to make a barrier between the person
next the other
to me.
Person. Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. So the air, it hits the air like just, you know, COVID tries to come through and it gets swamped in the.
Did you get that? You don't need to get vaccinated because you had COVID.
I've had it. Yeah. So that's my excuse. But I had somebody once tell me, like, you know, it still doesn't matter. I'm like, in your fucking world.
No, they're flat out, even on the regular media, they've come out and said that people who have had COVID have the antibodies and they may never need to get the vaccine.
Right.
That was like on like one of the like crazy, like CBS, ABC, NBC.
I may end
NBC.
Up waiting to a booster shot or some shit like that. The Delta variant. So at any rate, so be careful when you're on a plane. And I really feel bad. Who I feel bad for is the Olympic athlete, Shakara Richardson. She's a badass.
She is a badass.
She's a badass. She's got that FloJo thing going. Sexy lady. She's short. I love the underdog. I'm a short guy, right? I was a goalkeeper playing soccer at 5'9". That is not a tall position.
Is that okay?
No, you need to be over 6 foot. That's why I'm doing podcasts and doing comedy instead of being a professional soccer player ever. But, you know, so she was, I mean, she's competing with girls 6'2". Long legs, and she just rips the shit out of them. You know, she's flying.
A fierce competitor.
She's fierce, and hey, we got a lot in common. I mean, I can't do the 40 in 4 seconds. You know, I can't do that, but I could smoke weed, and so does she. And now she's not on the Olympic team. She cannot go to Tokyo.
Because now, who makes that decision? Is that the U.S. Olympic...
Bill Cosby.
Oh, no. He's like, she's going to need something stronger.
We're letting you out of jail, and we wanted you to be the head of the Olympic Committee.
Is that determined? They all take this test, right. As Biden said. Did you hear Biden's comments on this morning? Well,
no.
The rules are the rules.
Right.
I don't know if they need to change, but the rules are the rules. But these people can drink, and they can take pain medications.
Yeah, there's certain things that are on the banned list.
But they can do those things, but they're not allowed to smoke.
Yeah. And when I say banned list, I don't mean like the Rolling Stones wants to have cherries and shit in the back room. We're talking about the banned list, like, you know, obviously growth hormones. And,
things that enhance their performance. Right. And so they're on the same cause. It's that they're calling, let me get this straight. They're calling marijuana performance enhancement drug.
Yeah.
It's on the list.
Yeah, it enhances my ability to eat pizza faster.
I mean, it doesn't enhance my ability to do anything fast.
It enhances my ability to get in the car and go get a milkshake at McDonald's at 2 a.m. It's stupid. And then somebody said, what about Michael Phelps? You know, Michael Phelps was in the Olympics. Well, the difference is timing here.
Right.
You know, that's simple. You know, she's suspended for a month or two and it happens to coincide when the Olympics start. So, I mean, that's just a different story, but I mean, it's just ridiculous. Like, yeah, okay. But she is the shining star of the Olympic team. She was the reason people would be watching it. So it's kind of good. It's not like the how the NBA bows down and takes it out the keister with China, right? And they'll say whatever or not, and they'll won't say things to offend China. And, you know, but they're going to take this woman out of the Olympics, which is to me is a complete. You want to take somebody out, take that beastly Gwen Perry. And I say she's a big look. She's a hammer thrower. It's not like I'm being negative, right? If I call a hammer thrower beastly, that's like like beast mode, right? That's right. A good thing. So don't get mad at me if I'm calling her a beast.
No, she is. She's a beast in many ways.
I wouldn't sleep with her for a spot anywhere.
I don't think she likes to sleep with people like you.
I don't think so either.
I'm assuming.
I mean, maybe if I had drank a bit and.
What gives her the right? I can't get on. We're moving on to Shikari, but Gwen Berry. What gives her? You're on the U.S. Olympic team. I mean, if you aren't disgusted by this, I mean, this is what's the problem with America today. And by the way, did you know, I just learned.
Yeah.
I don't know what start this, but regarding like slavery and the hate for America, I hate to disappoint people, but slavery actually started with the Spanish.
Right.
In 1512, when they came to America, they brought African American slaves. Not that I'm not justifying slavery. I'm just saying your anger, Gwen Berry, is directed at the wrong flag.
Yeah, I mean, when I think of like, and now the 4th of July. I mean, we're having a lot of the left kind of making it bad to celebrate July 4th.
Fucking breaks my heart.
It's fucking ridiculous. People are pointing out the Statue of Liberty now saying that, you know, maybe this should be taken down.
Why would that be taken down?
Because not everybody was free. Not everybody is considered equal. You still got Democratic Congress people now saying shit like that are saying like, oh yeah, 1776 was all bullshit because not everybody was free. And, you know, listen, there's truth to that, but that's the way it was. This is a blemish in our history that we have all been through. We've all lived it. And why is it just being like everybody just stoking that shit up now? You know, race relations have come so far in the last 20, 30 years, 4 years. It's not perfect. And I'm a white man saying that. But hey, man, you know, I as somebody who doesn't give a shit about somebody's race, I judge people individually, you know, and all those people I've known all my life that I know they got affected by racism. They seem pretty, you know, they seem like things are getting good to me, you know, like interracial dating, you know, and stuff like that. And it, you know, it's what somebody said. You cannot, we were talking about gun control the other day with somebody, and it's like, you can't write a rule. A president can't go on TV and go, everybody love each other.
No,
that's all it's going to take. It's not. People are going to be who the fuck they are. People, you know, you got an iPhone.
My iWatch.
So, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, they've become so far that the left feels so threatened that now they want to teach you that there's an entire system that's keeping you down. I mean, that's unbelievable. I can't think of anything more working against how far we've come in race relations than trying to convince people that there's an entire system that doesn't want you to do well, because that's just not true. And
this the critical race theory.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, I told this before. I mentored young black men when I grew up for the Boys Clubs of America, and you know the biggest thing that I really taught them was, look, there's going to be a million reasons for you to fail, right?
Right.
Other people, you're going to be a million reasons to fail. There's only one real good reason to succeed, and it's you.
Right.
And it doesn't matter, you know. Yeah, you know, being a young black man versus a young white man, you're going to have other shit that the white man isn't going to have to deal with. You know, but in all honesty, until you've lived in anybody's shoes, everybody has adversity to deal with. Everybody has something, you know.
Right.
And it makes you stronger. You know. Listen, I mentioned that being a short goalkeeper, I ended up being a really good goalkeeper and sought out because, hey, I wasn't 6 foot tall, but I can jump like a frog.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, I couldn't jump onto a magazine right now. I'm so fat. But back in the day. You know, and I did it because it pushed me. I have got to work harder than everybody else.
Right. Adversity is adversity. I frankly find it kind of offensive that you think that coming from a white crackhead mom is any easier from somebody coming from a black crackhead mom or, you know, Spanish.
That's interesting. If your parents are crackheads and you're in a black family versus a white family, does the white family have a little bit of an advantage?
I don't think so.
You don't think? Maybe there's a rich... See, now I sound like Biden, assuming
right.
that white families are richer all the
right.
time.
No, they're not. If you come from a crackhead family, you're going to, it's hard. If you don't have access to education, it's yeah. hard. If you don't have money to go to college, it's hard. It's just, it's fucking hard. And it's,
you take a blue pill, it's hard.
Right. If you take the red pill.
Hey, it's time for the news is a joke. And you like water parks?
No. I feel like it's a cesspool.
Yeah. I mean,
like a little petri dish.
Yeah. That's one thing. And, you know, ever since my knees are bad and somebody said, hey, we're going to go to the water park. I was in Orlando. I'm like, you mean go down a slide and have to walk upstairs all day?
Never mind that.
No, but the poop in the pool.
And get paid.
Ultimate out. Slip and Slide Network Yank Show explosive diarrhea outbreak is the culprit. The NBC is running from its reality show, Ultimate Slip and Slide.
No shit.
Because a bunch of folks on the crew experience explosive runs themselves.
Well, they got norovirus or something, mm-hmm. huh? From being in the pool?
Yeah. I mean, I remember when I would go to these parks, they're like, yo, if you have diarrhea, can't go. And I thought,
yeah.
I'm not telling anybody I got diarrhea. I went in anyway.
So you went in with your little dingleberries? Residue?
Dingleberries on diarrhea?
Well, you know what I mean. You
I
had
it was
residue.
That your ass is still seeping or something.
Yeah, know? I mean, little. All it takes is a little, just a little.
Chlorine
drop.
Doesn't take care of that.
Not
can't
no.
you just put some more chlorine. The
not
network
enough.
Put the show on ice after members of the production staff experienced diarrhea apparently from some sort of parasite called Giardia, which is probably that little girl who was running up and down on that plane.
Same yeah, line. It's all over the place.
The show is being shot in the San Fernando Valley and almost reached the finish line with 1 week of production left, but it was too much. Multiple crew members got sick and the place smelled like shit.
Probably was going to have shitty ratings anyway.
Yeah. Could you imagine? Why is the pool so dark, Bill?
Diarrhea. Remember that little jam? I forgot how it went, but
diarrhea, diarrhea.
Yeah, when we were kids,
diarrhea.
We used to sing.
Diarrhea. Really funny, but it's always wet and runny. Diarrhea.
Yeah.
Okay, now your pool's infected. Well, here's a nice story. British man becomes the first in the world to break his penis vertically.
No shit. Okay, wait. Vertically versus what? Horizontal? Oh, to break his penis vertically. What the hell does that mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so horizontally would be broken one way or the other.
Yeah, I'm trying
but
to
vertically, oh, is it broken going down or up?
This is what's bugging me because now I can't seem to get my story to...
You know that I don't know if you have a
broken penis.
A broken penis, but yeah, that some men do have a penis that like really like curves all the way.
Oh, that's called Peyronie's disease.
Yes, I've seen one.
Yeah, that's when your dick looks like an old chili pepper.
Yeah, I've seen one.
You seen one like that?
I saw one. Yep, in my life.
I've seen them like on adult videos.
Yeah, yeah, you can still have sex and everything. It
yeah,
doesn't, I don't
I mean,
know.
It's a little, you know, it's like it's a boomerang kind of thing.
I think once it's in there. It takes form. So this guy might be okay.
No,
I mean, he's British, so he's probably not getting too much. Yeah.
What's wrong with your wanker?
Your wanker is crooked.
I'm mad because the show was, the thing was there, but I think, you know, when you pull up a story and they say, would you like them to share your information with this site? And I think that's what happened, but...
It made a popping sound. Oh, he did not hear any popping sound when the break happened. What was he doing?
The British man has become the first reported case of suffering a vertical penis fracture. The patient did not hear any popping sound when the break happened. Yeah, because everybody was too busy screaming. They're in lust.
Vertical. But was he having sex when it happened? Can you imagine, ladies?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've had that happen. You're getting crazy. You know, you're going nuts. You go in, and you miss.
That's
a good move, by the way, sexually, guys. You come out of that thing like you're on a trampoline. You know, you just woo-hoo-hoo, and you're flying away from it. Then you got to narrow it back in, and you got to aim for that. You know what you're aiming for.
Yeah,
and you got to aim for it. And sometimes you take the eye off the ball or the lack of ball, and you miss.
And
sometimes
it
goes somewhere else, and then
right then she's pissed.
Now she's real pissed.
But this is like a first. Can you imagine of all the firsts in the world that you could accomplish? Like the first to, there are people who Mount Everest or first, and he's the first in the world to have a vertical penis fracture. 40-year-old
British man has become the first reported case of a man breaking his penis vertically. The unnamed man, and we all know why, man injured himself while having sex with his partner, as opposed to someone else's partner. And the doctor said that his penis buckled against the partner's perineum.
Very close. That's exactly what you're talking about.
Right. Right. Because that's.
So if he would have just gone a half an inch higher, he would have been in the poop chute. So,
oh.
Isn't the perineum is like the in space between? It's the space, space between.
Yeah, it's like a new. It's a new.
Actually, men like to have that stimulated as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Yeah. Men like Asian massage therapist usually tickles that before
she
flip
just
over.
Puts a little pressure on there. You guys are, but yeah, so that's which is exactly what you're talking about. So you're pumping and you're pounding and you're into it, and boom, and then one wrong move, and you either
get a broken dick,
you could break your penis.
It's like,
what if
it's
you
like, it's like being in a marching band with a trombone and everybody stops and you're not paying attention,
and then. What if you were cheating?
Oh,
what if you were
that?
Cheating on your partner and you broke your penis?
Honey, I was getting an unexpected boner and I was running out the door and somebody shut the door on me.
Oh my!
There are no
God.
Bones in the penis, but a broken penis is, or penile fracture occurs when the protective layer around the erectile tissue, which pumps blood to the penis, is damaged due to an unusual bending. Which is me getting up and out of bed every morning.
Right. Everything I do is an unusual bend. Right? Yeah.
The medics said that all the previously reported cases of penile fracture had been horizontal. However, in this case, the tunica albuginea split up.
Say that three times.
Yeah. I feel like we're in that movie Waterboy.
Sounds
like albuginea is...
Sounds like a part of your brain.
Yeah.
I just hiccuped. And
doctor said that the patient did not hear any popping. Sound when the break occurred, which happens when the fractures are horizontal. They added that his erection also faded over time, and who couldn't blame him?
I'd imagine it hurt.
Yeah.
That does hurts it hurt? When that I happens. Mean, I'm like, I know the, like the, I know how sensitive your sac is, but does the penis?
I don't know. Sometimes when it's like that, it's like we're at war. You don't feel pain.
I know. It's weird. I've noticed that you could squeeze it really hard. You guys, I have.
Jesus Christ. Easy.
You could put like a nutcracker around it and it wouldn't.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you hit it like, a, you know, bang, you fucking hit it on the desk.
Well, I've been amazed by it. I'm like,
sound
you know.
Effects when you're talking to your people, your friends on the phone. You hear that? That's my dick.
Don't all couples do that where you just, you're not like doing anything sexual, but you're just maybe just laying around and just holding on to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you figured,
squeeze
why not?
It. You're and then you're like, babe, that doesn't hurt. And
you're
like,
sitting there in the remote, the TV remote, and all of a sudden you're like, hey.
Yeah, sometimes I like
this
to
hurt?
Just, yeah, sometimes I just like to kick it with
it. Put it in a headlock?
Kick it with it in my hand. Yeah. Nothing sexual, just, you know, it's like comforting.
Yeah. Listen, anytime my wife grabs my penis, I'm happy.
Do you ever play that game where you try to touch, where she touches your penis in public and tries to touch your penis, not like inside, but like the outside without anybody seeing?
Oh, you mean like we'll sit there and she'll come up and then just grab? Like,
yeah, like you'll just be online at Dunkin' Donuts or whatever and touch it and just see. Yeah. I love that game.
Yeah, we play that game. Like we'll look and she'll stop and.
Yeah. See, that's the secret too. That's why you guys are together so long.
That's why we're still together.
That's the secret of a good
sex. And that sex is 3 years, but we still do that.
Yeah, sex is ancillary. It's really the penis game that matters.
Pregnant woman is arrested after throwing a cell phone at her boyfriend.
No, because that never happens.
No. A pregnant woman was arrested on a charge of assault after allegedly throwing a cell phone at her boyfriend because he ate all her Oreo cookies. You bastard.
And she was arrested?
He is an asshole.
He is an asshole. First of all, I mean, where does it stop? A, he ate all of her Oreos. B, he called the police when she threw a cell phone at him. And then when the police came, he said, yes, I'd like to press charges.
Yes. How dare you?
Terrible picker she has. She should abort.
I mean, their cookies are some of my favorite snacks in the world. I think my favorite cookie to this moment is the Chips Ahoy double chocolate chunk fudge cookie, which I like to put in the refrigerator. But the Oreo cookie, double stuffed Oreo cookie in the refrigerator with a cold glass of milk.
So good. I don't do the Chips Ahoy anymore. I thought I liked Chips Ahoy. I also don't like Keebler anymore. I used to love grasshoppers and shit like that when I was little. I don't like it. I don't like the flavor. I like Famous Amos.
Famous Amos are good cookies. A little too nutty. But, and of course, Entenmann's, you know, the old box of Entenmann's chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
Delicious. Tamarack Police said, Tamarack, is this in Florida? Tamarack Police said that they have arrested the woman who was 17 weeks pregnant after assaulting her boyfriend in an argument over Oreo cookies. Forget about the kid's education. She was charged with one count of aggravated battery, released without bail. According to the police investigation, around 4 a.m., the suspect realized that her boyfriend ate all the Oreo cookies.
Son of a bitch.
Leaving her with strong cravings. The woman who was 17 weeks pregnant and loves to eat Oreo cookies and who doesn't, became extremely angry at her boyfriend and threw a cell phone at his face.
We should start a new segment of Guess the Race. Something where this is very racist, but it'll be fun as we read these stories and
this
you have
is a white
guess
crime. This is a
the
white
race. Because I'm saying this is probably, yep, exactly. This is a white woman.
Yeah, this, you know. Though he did suffer some injuries, of course. During the questioning, the suspect told the police that she was craving Oreo cookies and became upset with the boyfriend that he ate them all. I don't know. Have you ever had that?
You do get pretty mad, though. It is really, when you think you have something in the fridge and you're all excited, you might be driving home from somewhere and you're like, oh, I can't wait. And then you realize that it's gone. And then,
Oh, yeah. Like, my wife is now getting in the habit of buying prosciutto. I love the God's meat. I mean, heaven, I don't know, maybe God, that was probably gonna get struck by lightning saying God's meat.
You shouldn't talk about God like that.
No, I shouldn't. But it's heaven meat. I mean, I'll race home knowing, oh, that's right. I got prosciutto in the fridge, you know? And when I was a kid, my mom would always put Reese's cups, Kit Kat bars. I mean, you'd open up that fridge.
Oh, nice. You were that house?
Oh,
nice.
You were that house. So it was always spoiled. There always be something, you know? But that happened recently. My wife ate some. I'm trying to remember what it was. I thought there was one left, and I came home, and we had chocolate eclair ice cream.
Oh God, yes,
and
so
I came home
good.
And I go,
with the crumblies, with the little
crumbles.
Oh
yeah.
Shit, those were good.
Oh, and she ate it. So I threw a phone at her.
I'm not a violent person. I used to be.
Yeah.
I used to be. I've had relationships where I, throw a picture frame. And be, but not anymore. I never really get that angry anymore. It's really nice.
You gotta hold back. Yeah, I'm becoming a little more tolerant.
Yeah, I don't
say.
I wouldn't stand for that.
No.
And yet I participated in it often when I was younger. But I'm in a very peaceful relationship now, so it's nice.
Yeah, you're happy.
I don't
good
feel.
For you.
I know it's so annoying.
It
how
is
happy.
Good. No, it is good. It's good to see you happy because we've been friends a while and you've had some experiences, so. I'm very happy that, you're happy.
Yeah.
And he's a great guy. He's a really fun guy.
He is. And I've come full circle. It's like
I have to sympathize with him because you're sitting there, putting the kung fu grip on his cock all the time.
He likes it. He doesn't mind it. It doesn't hurt. I don't hurt him, but.
Yeah. He's like,
Yeah. I mean, that
he's got a fireman's dick, so.
He does. The whole department, too. I mean, they know.
You've been grabbing the whole fire department's dick.
I mean, it is weird.
Hey, guys, try this out. My girl's here. You wouldn't believe what she's doing to my dick all day.
It's a weird thing because he's 6'8", and he does have what you would think. And what's weird about that is that I guess something happened like 15 years ago when he very first started, where maybe I think they took his clothes out of the shower or something. They were pranking him. And so he came running down the hallway or something along those lines in which
he tripped on his dick.
Multiple people not only saw what he was working with, but now this has spread. I mean, not just in Palm Beach, but across.
How can you love that?
It is weird. So now when we're out, we'll go to a wedding or something. Like both men and women are all aware. I was like, can you imagine if we went places and everybody knew?
Everybody's looking at you now.
Came up and grabbed my. I know. I feel like I should get a necklace. I feel like I should have a little medal.
Yeah. You should have like a big cock ring on your neck.
Yeah, I should. I should have something.
Just walk around with a hula hoop. What's that? That's my man's cock ring.
Yeah, it took a lot of getting used to. That was not, that's
good for you.
Battle wound.
We had some, I said this on some stories before, when my buddy Thomas Rongen, a famous soccer player and announcer, was on our team. And, when you shower with college athletes, you're in the shower. And these guys from Sweden,
Really?
We had a guy, we called him Batman.
Neanderthals.
He had a bat and it was like an arm.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
You know, and then, you know, and then of course there's a guy who doesn't have a bat. You're like, oh, well, I don't know if I'd need that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, here's the thing. Let's talk about penis size, because the fact of the matter is some of the best sex I've ever had was with the smallest penis that I've ever been with, for starters. Okay. A. And B, I mean,
Look at all the small dick guys going, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's true. It is. It's true. It is very true. But yeah, if it's too much, I mean, you're not using it. I mean, women are built a certain way. Like, you don't want to be too big so that
you're... It's like getting a semi-trailer when you only need a U-Haul.
Oh, yeah. Like, nobody wants a battering ram, you know?
Well, imagine, you know, if you break that dick. Our last story, California correctional officer sentenced for depraved sex with inmate in view of other prisoners. Now, you wanted to play race game. Let's play gender game. Is this a man?
Okay, I need this story. Is very confusing. A California correctional officer. So we're in California. Yeah, sentence.
You can see the name, right?
Yeah.
You saw the name, right?
I didn't. Okay. Oh, okay. I do. That's depraved sex. Do I know? I don't think I know the meaning of depraved. I thought I knew the meaning.
Depraved means you're not getting any, right?
Right. That's deprived. Can we Google depraved?
A California correctional officer has been sentenced to jail time after having sex with an inmate while she was on the job and in front of other prisoners. Was this work or is this a porno? According to local reports, Tina Gonzalez, 27, was busted after Fresno County Sheriff officers. Workers received a tip.
Oh, okay, great. Wait, first we need morally corrupt or wicked. So deprived is what we were thinking, but depraved. I'm going to use the shit out of that word. That's depraved. Depraved
anal?
Sex. Well, it just means you're not. Well, she's a corrections officer. You're not supposed to be sleeping with the inmates.
Depraved. But most of the time, it's the guys banging the girl inmates, and they're getting a pregnant.
Apparently not.
Oh, this woman. She's, you know, she probably was a school teacher. Tina Gonzalez was busted at Fresno receiving a tip about her relationship with a prisoner who was caught with his cell phone behind bars in 2019. Her behavior was something only a depraved mind can come up with, Fresno assistant sheriff said, because he wasn't getting any of that pussy.
Right. He's because she was cheating on him. I mean, I need a bad boy to a whole new level.
Oh, my God. Gonzalez was accused of cutting a hole in her uniform to facilitate her intimate encounters with the inmate. Hey, Officer Gonzalez and Bruno over there are spending a lot of time. They're close together. They seem inseparable.
I mean, that's premeditated pre-cum. Yeah.
I mean, you know, so she cut a hole in her.
She cut her hole uniform. In her pants so that she could.
So she kept dropping her keys. Oop, my keys. Oops, my keys.
They probably went somewhere private so that, and then they could just walk away. Yeah. I mean, but then. I'm sure this goes on all the time. I think it's funny that the officer, the superior officer called her depraved when he's probably done the same thing.
Yeah. Well, it's always worse when someone else is doing it. She was accused of cutting a hole in her uniform to facilitate the intimate encounters, which they reportedly had within the view of 11 other prisoners.
Oh, shit.
She has shown no remorse, McComas told the news. She continually calls and has sexually explicit conversations with the intimate in question and boasts about the crime she carried out.
Aw, they're in love.
I want you to find a nice guy. Well, he's getting off in 20 years.
Aww.
He did several times than me.
Have you ever where's the craziest place that you've had sex? Where? Because that's pretty crazy.
In a public restroom.
Yeah, that's a good one. That counts.
Stall, very sexy. In a lifeguard stand. You know, when you're a kid, there's no.
Oh yeah, we went down to the shore. Was it? It wasn't during the day. It was at night.
Oh yeah, Man of War alert. No, yeah, it's at night. You know, you're a kid. You get your bottles and James. You take your girlfriend to the beach.
Yeah, little boons.
You say, hey, let's get up in that lifeguard stand. You think, oh, we'll hide. And then you realize you're actually above everybody and everybody hears you.
Ooh.
Especially when you break your dick.
Vertically.
There you go. Well, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I want to thank Jen for joining me here in the studios
so
in Coral Springs in Florida.
It's Good to see you. I miss you. And you're not even gone that long.
I know. Look at us. Some people said that. You've only been gone like a month. You're coming back already? I'm like, all right, fuck it.
Well, you go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, don't worry about it. yeah, we have a show. We want to make sure we had a show this week. You know, we have a great one last week. We're happy. I will be at the World Series of Comedy in Minnesota this Friday night. So come see my show at the Mall of America in Minnesota. So come out the House of Comedy, Rick Bronson's House of Comedy. I'll be there this weekend. And next weekend, you and I are competing in the World Series of Comedy in Boston at Laughs.
Yes. I'm going to bring my khakis.
You're going to be there on Wednesday's show, right?
I'm going to be there on Wednesday. Yes, I start Wednesday.
And I'm on the Friday show, I think, there. I'm actually Thursday show. And I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. I'm so tired and I'm so heat exhausted. Anyway, so for more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com and follow me at Dougie Dangerous.
Find me on Instagram at Jen Hellman Media. And I just want to do a quick push for my comics, Crushing Cancer. We're back because of the COVID. I almost dissolved the whole organization, but we've had a good time. We've had Dale Jones and we've had Dean Napolitano, the whole gang's back, you know, back together. And we've had a good time. Mike Vecchione came down from New York. Nice. And now July 22nd, you can come out and you can see Flip Schultz.
There's also going to be a Tavolino's a week from this Wednesday, by the way.
Lovely.
Right.
That's far enough away. I like
right?
it.
A little separation
like
there.
Yeah.
Good. Nobody. And we're going to, it's different crowds. We're not going to be like some bookers in the area that are concerned with shit like that. Anyway, that's it, guys. Thanks so much. Chris back in the studio. We're ready to say goodbye to everybody. And thank you so much, guys. Don't forget to follow our show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie and on Instagram, also the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, and subscribe to the shows. Join our YouTube page, please. We got like 61 subscribers, for God's sakes. You know, somebody asked me, what's your YouTube page? It's like, it's YouTube/_ semicolon asterisk
right.
C49842 3, you know, just we need more people. So there you go. But that's all we have time for, folks. Thanks for joining us. God bless.
Thanks, everybody.
And we'll see you next time right here at the same spot. Take care.
Wake up!